Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Some people no doubt will receive the news about theater closings as a personal affront. People who have been used to going to the movie theater as a personal form of entertainment, pleasure, were inconvenienced by theater closings and had to resort to watching pay-per-view movies or old reruns may have gotten their knickers in a snit. So we're sorry about their inconvenience. But the underlying economic issues connected with this latest coronavirus impact are much deeper than just an inconvenience. If you haven't been keeping up with the latest news, here's a diagram. Movie theaters were beginning to reopen after the pandemic shut down. Seating was at 50% capacity or less. Some people began re-entering theaters, many on a very precautious basis. Many movie diehards have still not returned out of fear of contracting the virus in such a confined setting. Nonetheless, theaters began to reopen, sometimes showing movies that were classics from the 80s or 90s. Recently released movies stayed in theaters for weeks, raking in a fraction of what movies used to bring in during the first and second weeks. And then something unexpected happened. MGM and Universal announced that they would, once again, delay the opening of the much-anticipated latest James Bond film, No Time to Die. A much bizarre name for a film during this coronavirus pandemic. The filmmakers cited a need for the film to be seen by a worldwide theatrical audience. In other words, they wanted the most optimum time for the most optimum audience to bring in the most optimum dollars. From a business perspective, it was an understandable choice. No Time to Die was initially set to hit theaters last April, then moved to November 20th, and then November 25th, and now back to next April. Now, this occurred after the Disney movie Black Widow, which was set for release on November 6th, was moved to the summer of 2021. Theaters were left with a dearth of major releases for the remaining months of 2020. So what to do? Regal Cinemas decided to close all of their theaters in the U.S. and U.K. Parent company Cineworld operates 128 venues in the U.K. and Ireland and 546 theaters in the U.S., consisting of over 7,200 screens. These closures will limit theatergoers to far fewer venues to catch the latest releases. But this is about more than just theater closures. The people who worked at these theaters are out of a job. The companies who supplied the theaters with food and product will be forced to lay off many of their employees, as they'll no longer be needed. Those who have depended on the advertising of these theaters will no longer have them as clients. And yet, this economic tragedy could have been avoided. All of these jobs that are mentioned have been considered to be what the governor has termed non-essential jobs. The governor believed that these non-essential jobs could be sacrificed to keep people healthy during this critical time. So-called essential jobs could remain open and operating if people just complied with certain criteria that mandated behavioral changes. Those changes included wearing masks and maintaining what has been referred to as social or physical distancing. Supermarkets did it, pharmacies did it, others did it, but so-called non-essential jobs were shut out. The question becomes, why could all businesses not have practiced these behavioral changes and remained open without having the devastating impact that closures have had on our economy? This is not about movies or the fantasies they portray, but about the reality of so many lives who don't have the luxury of an essential job, such as the one that the governor has. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.